while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
What we do on Tuesdays, baby, yeah. We do a little segment that I always have to search for the sounder.
Why
don't I put it on something easy?
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Dad, don't turn off the f***ing mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the f*** up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
I mean, I realize we talk about woke stuff way more than just this segment, but it's something that's, you know, it's around us all the time, and it's something that we both, and not just us, but a lot more people every day are pushing back against a lot. So that's how this became a segment. So if it, you know, ruffles your little pussy feathers, then flex. What do we got for him, Will?
Well, I would love to hear... If anybody has like a defense of this, please, by all means, call in and tell me about
it. Yeah, I like that too.
The Los Angeles United School District has received backlash after posting a video that says calling junk food bad is wrong.
Huh?
And that diet culture is based on, drum roll please, oppression.
What?
That's right. Oppression. Yeah, it is. The district's Human Relations and Diversity Department allegedly posted the video on Instagram, which is made by nutritionalist Kira Nieb Diop.
She's a nutritionalist.
Yeah, you want to see if we can listen to the video? Oh, no, it's not the video.
No.
Damn it.
So this lady is...
They must have taken it down.
She's a nutritionalist, and she is saying that saying junk food is bad is racist.
Yeah, well, oppression, I guess, more than race. I'm sure there's race that goes into it, but mostly oppression.
Oppression of what?
Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
So they created this web series called Smarter in Seconds, believe it or not. The video, who boasts that people should, quote, eat without guilt, condemns negative attitudes towards junk food. They said, instead of focusing on good and bad choices, try to approach food with neutrality in mind. Because obviously a nice chef salad is the same as a brownie sundae.
I mean, Michelle Obama was like the first lady to really do this big nutrition movement where she had the White House garden and she would bring schools in and showing kids how to eat more vegetables and trying to break this stigma that people that live in lower income areas have to eat fast food and have to eat garbage food. And I will say this, it is worse on poor people. People in low income areas eat like crap because processed food is cheaper. And it's a culture, too, of just, you know, generation to generation eating garbage food. I grew up eating garbage-ass food. My mom cooked garbage hamburger helper and just fried everything and just the cheapest thing out of a box. I get it. But...
Yeah, but you shouldn't have felt bad.
That's what I'm... I know, but I'm saying they shouldn't make people feel like they can't correct that now. Like... You should try to change that chain. You should try to, you know, teach your kids, you know, to eat a little more responsibly. No, there's nothing wrong with having junk food in moderation. You know what I mean? Like, I know that more than anybody. But to tell people, oh, if you condemn junk food, you know, you're wrong. Like, no, you're not. No, you're not. Especially if that's how you're raising your kids. One thing I did right by Zane was even though I was a big fat ass, I was not going to have him be a big fat ass. So his entire childhood, I never put a soda in our house. He never drank soda, never brought candy into our house. I made sure that we cooked our food You know, because I remember telling his mom, we're gonna stop this right now. Because his mom grew up overweight, eating like an asshole, too. And I think I did a pretty good job. Zane was, you know, grew up pretty healthy, and he's still at this.
Yeah, he's ripped now.
You know what I'm saying? So it's up to you how you raise your kids. And if you don't want them to grow up in that same pattern, I don't see how this dumb girl who has a degree in nutrition is going to tell people that you can't. This is, you know what I mean?
No, this is the expert, right?
Unbelievable.
This is an expert nutritionist. She's trained in university.
She's a nutritionist. She's pulling a political angle on nutrition.
Here's the interesting thing, though, even beyond that. So the parent union called out the district for posting a video online. And also this nutritionalist has connections to a company, Mondelez International, better known as Kraft.
Oh, my God.
One of the world's largest snack companies.
Crap food, dude.
Interesting, right?
Yeah. So she's got, obviously, you know, a conflict of interest going on here, you know.
A little bit. I would say that's fair, yeah.
Unbelievable, dude.
So the I'm trying to see if I can actually find the video a little bit. You can find her on Instagram as black.nutritionalist.
Okay.
So you know that it's legit.
Unbelievable, man. Yeah, unreal. Good.
There's also a Instagrammer called SavageXFatty who talks about the how you shouldn't stigmatize food and that everybody needs to eat and, you know, just eat what you want and don't feel bad about it.
I understand. You could be militant on the whole.
Oh, I think this is it.
On the whole fitness thing. You could be a little over the top. You know what I mean? You
Oh, like Anna's a lunatic.
You know
She's
what I'm saying.
She's mentally ill with
yeah,
her fitness.
Yeah, like that's a little much. And I don't think you should shame people for eating potato chips. I don't believe in that either. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that.
Why? If somebody wants to be fat, let them. Who cares? You know what I mean?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't care. And if you want to smoke cigarettes, smoke cigarettes.
I don't care.
I don't care.
You know, I do care when they say you should pay for my health care, though.
I mean,
we need socialized medicine.
And then you just
trash your body.
I mean,
that's not good.
I understand, but I mean, then that's everything. You know what I mean? Alcohol, cigarettes, everything. Everything trashes our bodies.
But I don't hear anybody saying, yeah, I smoke